I'm going to introduce just one other little thought. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, I can't speak to you about the Lord directing you. I can't speak to you about Him providing for you, guiding you. I can't tell you that any of these things are your portion. We had last night, didn't we? The first question for you is, have I a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Is He my Lord? And if the Lord is speaking to you and you haven't responded, remember, to say no is a response. To say no. To say, I'm going to get saved a little later. That is a response to Him. How solemn it is, isn't it? I being in the way. But then look at this. He did what? Did the Lord drive the servant? Did He push him? No, doesn't say that. He said this wonderful word, He led me.
So, yesterday, we told you what the Word of God have said of not what you should not do. Don't go to Gaza, to the land of the Philistines, to find a wife. As David said, you go in the wrong place, you will find a person, but that's not the place where you find a wife. So yesterday, we said where not to go and what you should not do. That's what we said yesterday about Samson. If you learn anything, yesterday we told you the nay. Thou shalt not go to Gaza. Thou shalt not marry a daughter of the Philistines. Thou shalt not flirt with unbelievers. Thou shalt not listen to Delilah and give out the secret of your strength. So you said to yourself, okay, great. Now what am I going to do? Just sit home and fold my hand and now what's going to happen? The Lord's going to open the ceiling and send me a wife? How is that going to work? Or a husband? How is that going to work? So now we come today and we, from the Word of God, will tell you what to do. Because the Word of God is wonderful. Every answer you need, it's in here. It's in the Word of God. So you said to yourself, okay, now what am I going to do? Last night you said to yourself, okay, don't do this, don't do this, don't do that. Great, now what am I going to do? Now we have in this chapter, what do you do? Abraham said, for all his children, you have to go to a place where my daughters are there, the daughters of Abraham. The believers are there. So if you want to find a wife or a husband, you go where the daughters of Abraham are, the relative of Abraham. And where do you find the daughters of Abraham or the Isaacs, the sons of Abraham? You find them where Abraham comes from. The meeting you go to, the Bible conference you attend, there is maybe 50 nice-looking young sisters here and maybe there's 50 handsome-looking young men here. Can't get better than that. That's where Abraham's children are. So that's number one. That's being on the way. So how do you be on the way? You go where Abraham's children, sons or daughter are, and there you find. But there are 50 of them. Which one? Which one is the right one for you? Let's see what that servant did. In verse 12, do you know that the first prayer that is recorded in the Scripture, the first prayer that is written down, what one uttered in the Scripture, it was in regard to finding a wife? Can you believe that? I mean, I would think that the first prayer should be something about all of the spiritual blessings or something. By the way, having a wife is a spiritual blessing too. But here is the first prayer that the Scripture records to us. Was a man praying for the wife. For the right wife. What is that telling me? Not only that you will be where the children of Abraham are, but you need to be in complete dependent upon the Lord. You have to pray, Lord, which one is the husband for me? Which one is the wife for me? You have to pray. And the first prayer that is recorded in verse 12 in the Scripture
There are men prayed before that, but we don't know what he really said. But this is the first time the Spirit of God write to us what a man said. It was in regard to finding a wife. You know what the Lord is saying? That's a very serious decision. You could not make it on your own. You need to depend on me. And if the servant of Abraham did that, do you think you're better than him? You need to be where Abraham's children is. That's number one. You need to pray to depend on the Lord. Said, Lord, Lord God. He said, Lord. He said, they use the word Adonai. Master, who have all the rights. I am under your lordship. Help me to find the woman that you have chosen for Isaac. That's number two. Number three, verse 13. I am standing. Now, that word standing there, it's mentioned five times in the whole Word of God. It's a very unique word. It means I'm standing and no earthquake is going to move me. No power is going to move me. I am going to stand with purpose. By the well of water. I am standing with purpose on the Word of God. I am praying and I'm standing there on what God has said in His Word. I'm standing there and I have a fixed gaze and I am not moving anywhere. First time it was mentioned in Genesis 18. The last time I think it's in Revelation 5. The Lord said, I'm standing. It's very stability. The stability, we talked about it yesterday. Number one, you have to be where Abraham's children are. Number two, you have to pray to express dependence upon the Lord. Number three, there is stability and stand fasting. I am not going to get enticed by what the world trying to offer me. Because the world will offer me somebody who might look nice or smart or somebody who might look beautiful. That's what the world is trying to offer me. But I'm standing. That servant didn't know who is really he's going to get. He had no clue. He said, Lord, here I am. And I'm not moving from here. That's being on the way. There is stability. There is stand fasting. In the right place. By the will of water. On the word of God. In the spirit of prayer. Don't approach that matter of relationship right away. Just remember, some of you are still young for that. Remember what I told you last year? Well, was this year at Grove City? Don't you start thinking now, okay, you know, I'm in a Bible conference, let me find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. We're not talking about that here. You better not. They're all your sisters and brothers until you finish college and have a job. I'm just going to say it again. Don't you start of that stuff. 15 and 16 years old are not ready for any of that stuff. 17 and 18 years old are not ready for that stuff. So don't get influenced with the world. Did you go to Spruce Lake yet? Well, did you have a boyfriend? And you might make up some story. Or, do you have a girlfriend? Remember what I told you. I don't want to repeat what I said at Grove City. You have brothers and sisters here, the children of Abraham. You could have a wonderful... There's nothing more wonderful than being with the family of God and enjoying wonderful friendship. The day will come when one of them will be your wife or your husband. But not now. Until you are ready. But as you are on the way, these are the three things you want to continue on all the time. You want to be where the children of Abraham are. Like David said, if he was someplace else, he'll never find it. You want to be in the spirit of prayer all the time. Not only but for finding a wife, for any decision. What college I'm going to go to? What college I'm going to go to?
Am I going to go to college?
Or am I going to go to college? What job I should have? What interview should I go to? All of these things, guys. Don't just go to it without being in prayer. And then standing firm. No wavering. What the word of God said? Be not unequally yoked with unbeliever. I'm standing firm on that. I am not going to waver, no matter what the enticement of the world is. That's being on the way.